stumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch.
Well, 9 to 5. An incredibly appropriate song for this particular segment of Maggie and the Millionaires. Hello, folks. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. We're in the 3 o'clock half hour block. And so it's Maggie and the Millionaires talking money, joined today by Ai-Jen Poo. She is the president of the National Domestic Workers Alliance, executive director of Caring Across Generations, and a trustee of the Ford Foundation, an expert on the care economy. Wow. 10,000 people turn 65 every day, and 10,000 babies are born every day. And we know that the number of adults over the age of 85 is expected to more than double by 2040. I spent some time living in Denmark. It isn't like this there. Okay, and people can say whatever they want to say about Denmark and other G7 countries, but they have paid family and medical leave, right? And they make enormous investments in the care economy because it is acknowledged as a baseline need for everybody.
Right.
It seems to me we've created a system, this patchwork of funding sources, as well as the tax code, and that's what I want to ask you about next, that simply has devalued this. And it's having really disastrous effects on working families. Wealthy families, of course, they can manage this, but it's frankly middle class and working people, including folks that might consider themselves on the high end of middle class. I mean, it can empty bank accounts and really put incredible stress on families. How is the tax code affecting the care economy?
I do want to underscore what you just said, which is that it's creating enormous pressure. I mean, care is such a universal need.
Yeah.
And yet the only people who can really afford care in the United States of America are the uber wealthy. Really rich people. You have to be rich, essentially, to be able to afford the care that you need for your families. Meanwhile, we all have families. So what are we supposed to do?
Yeah.
And that is exactly why the tax code exists. For the things that our society as a whole needs, we all contribute. We are all supposed to pay our fair share. But unfortunately, the way things have played out, the reality is that poor and working class and middle class families, like the people that I represent in the care workforce, end up paying way more than their fair share. And the wealthiest among us, the billionaires, the millionaires, and the corporations, are not paying their fair share at all. And what that means is that this resource that is supposed to exist for our society as a whole is not being invested in adequately. And the way it's being invested in is completely unfair.
Yeah.
But again, the overwhelming burden is on lower income and middle income people. And we already are holding it all.
Yes.
We're like paying out of pocket too much, and we're paying in the tax code too much. And the rich are not paying at all.
Yeah,
I've
heard people use the imagery of like an incredibly heavy backpack, right? That's strapped onto someone. And when you have to provide care, it's like a next ton of bricks, more weights being added to that. It can break individuals. It's incredibly stressful. And the comparative image for the ultra wealthy is not just that the backpack is lighter. It's that the person carrying the backpack is enormous, a giant size, and it's not even a backpack. They don't even feel it. And again, if you care about childcare, then you care about tax policy. If you care about elder care, you have to care about tax policy. If each and every one of us was forced to pay to defend our own homes, right, for our own police force, if we were forced to pay to defend and to individually defend our neighborhoods, We would never be able to afford that. Our taxes go to pay that. This is not unlike that. All of us need this to work better. And it's just not done this way in other developed Western countries. I wanted to ask you this question because, again, one of the candidates for vice president seemed to suggest that, like, well, the workable solution is just ask your in-laws to provide free childcare. And underlying it seemed to be this assumption that we can't both make it affordable and pay people a fair wage. And so people just need to, like, fill the gaps however they can, which, again, tends to privilege the very wealthy. And even our Family Medical Leave Act, that's unpaid leave, which only works for workers that can afford to take medical leave for no pay. Is this idea that we can't both pay people fairly and have affordable care, are those actually incompatible?
No, it's a completely false choice. And the idea that we could, first of all, grandparents are going to be caring for us no matter what, because care in America is an all hands on deck situation. Yeah. Maggie, you laid it out. We've got 10,000 babies born, 10,000 people turning 65. We're living longer than ever before. We are a country that needs just a lot of care right now. So even with a strong infrastructure in place where we have a strong workforce, we have supported family caregivers, we're still going to need the grandparents. Yeah. We're going to need immigrants, non-immigrants. We're going to need everybody. And that is how it's supposed to be, because it's not an either or. It's not either a personal responsibility or a societal responsibility. Actually, care is one of the most profound responsibilities and roles that we have in our lives. That's not going to change. What needs to change is our societal commitment to supporting it, right? Yeah. And that has not happened. And the only way that happens is through the tax code. You raise the revenue to be able to invest in building new systems.
Very briefly, Ijen, I'm sorry, we've got to put a pin in it, but I want to ask you this. What should people do if they're listening to help build a better care infrastructure? Very briefly, we got about 10 seconds left.
Make a plan to vote and vote for champions who are going to raise revenue and invest in care.
Thanks so much. That's Ijen Poo, the president of the National Domestic Workers Alliance. I'm Maggie Dawn. We're going to be talking next about that very thing. Wisconsin Policy Forum president talking about $1.7 billion in savings if Wisconsin would just expand eligibility for Badger Care when we come back after these brief messages.